Greetings in Christ, brothers and sisters. Let's come before the Lord with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray here in this last little sermon that you would give a word, that you would bless, and that you would speak. Open hearts to receive your word and fill me with your spirit to share whatever you have. In Jesus' name, we pray thee. Amen. Here now in this last one, I recommend you starting at Sunday and listening all the way through, because they sort of build one on top of another. But now in today's word here, we've talked about how to become a Christian. We've talked about living the Christian life, which is loving God. And now we're going to talk about a specific aspect of the Christian life. So following Jesus is a narrow road. It's a road, it's a highway of holiness. You can't just live however you want to. And there are many different things in the Christian life, but ultimately, what is living the Christian life? Ultimately, it's following Jesus. The Bible says, be ye followers, that means imitators of God as dear children. We are supposed to imitate God. The Bible says, if any man says he abideth in him, says he abides in Christ, and now we see from John 15 that if any man abide not in the vine, if you don't abide not in Christ, he said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Therefore, we see that abiding in Jesus, that's being a Christian. You don't abide in Jesus, you're going to hell. Okay? So that's another way of saying being a Christian. And then it says in 1 John, I think it's 1 John, if we abide in him, it's not, okay, let me quote it correctly. If any man saith he abideth in him, he also so to walk even as he walked. In other words, if we are abiding in Jesus, if we call ourselves Christians, we must behave like Jesus, period. We don't have the option of saying we're Christians and not imitating Jesus. That is defining how do we live, imitate Jesus. Now, when Jesus called the disciples, what did he say? Follow me, and I will make you to be fishers of men. If you follow Jesus, what we're talking about, living a Christian, that's what being a Christian is, following Jesus. What will Jesus make you to be? Well, it's what he told his disciples, fishers of men. So, do you have an option to follow Jesus and not be a fisher of men? Not be preaching the gospel? Not be wanting to see the lost saved? Someone could say, well, that was to the apostles. But wait a minute. That's what he said to the disciples when he was calling them. Yes. Well, what did we just say? We have to imitate Christ, right? If any man saith he abideth in him, he also so to walk even as he walked. That's being a Christian, imitating Jesus. Okay. Now, let me ask you, what did Jesus do primarily during his 3 years of active ministry? What did he do? He preached the gospel. He also did miracles. And if you can do them, praise God, if God gives you that power through his spirit. But he preached the gospel. That's what he did. He made disciples. He preached the gospel and made disciples and showed love to everyone. Therefore, being a Christian is preaching the gospel, making disciples, showing love to everyone. That's what being a Christian is. And that's not my definition, folks. That's what Jesus did. If you think you can be a Christian and not imitate Jesus, I'm sorry. Now, that's your own religion. Christian is a Christian, one who is like Christ, one who imitates Christ. You look at him and you see the life of Christ, the way he was, what he did. So that's the goal for every person. That's what everyone is commanded to do, make disciples. You cannot be a Christian and not have that on your heart. Now, it's true, some can do it better and some can do it worse. And you may say, well, it's not my gifting. But I'm sorry, there's no gift in the Bible even talking about that. You may ask, what about the gift of an evangelist? Well, if you look there in Ephesians 4, where it talks about the gift, and it mentions he gave some evangelists, then you look carefully, And it says for the perfecting of the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry. For it's for the church. Evangelists are for the church. That's not talking about reaching the lost. What do I mean by that? Well, who is going to teach people how to share the gospel? How to win the lost? The evangelist. The evangelist is someone, yes, of course he does it. That's how he knows how. But the gift of an evangelist is a person that knows how to teach others how to share the gospel. He's a teacher of soul winning. That's what he teaches. But the job of soul winning is to every person. Just like in Israel, every man went to war. Every man in Israel who had was able-minded body went to war. And in the New Testament, we don't go to war, praise God. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We have a spiritual warfare. So what is that? See, many people just say, okay, we don't go to war, and they don't do anything. But no, we do go to war, but it's a spiritual war. And how do we do that? We conquer spiritual territory for our King, Jesus. We advance the kingdom of God. Like in Israel, they advanced. They fought for God's physical kingdom, Israel. Now we fight for God's spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God. And how do we do that? One is by praying, and the other is by winning the lost to the Lord. Every person that is one Jesus is advancing Jesus' kingdom. And therefore, let us do that. Let us share the gospel with everyone we meet. Let us not assume that it's not our responsibility. If you are a Christian, it is your responsibility to make disciples. If you're a mother at home, well, your children. But you also get out. You also go into the store. Here's a very easy way. You meet somebody, you're pumping gas. As simple as that. You can say, excuse me, sir, I have a very important question to ask you. Or can I ask you a very important question? Well, after you say hi, for example, introduce yourself, maybe. And they'll say yes. They'll let you ask them a very important question, and they're listening to you. And you can simply ask them. You know, this is a hard question, but it's so important that I ask everybody. And then they're ready for it. They know it's a hard question, but they know it's important. And then what I say is, are you ready to meet God? And then take it from there. Some people don't want to hear it. And you say, God bless you, have a good day. And you go on, you smile at them, and you leave a good testimony. You don't bother people. But if people are open to talking, then you share the gospel with them. That they need to repent for their sins, put their faith in Jesus Christ to be saved. And read through the book of Acts. Read what the apostles preached. That'll give you some direction. Read what Jesus preached in the gospel. God bless you all. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. If you are following Jesus, I don't see any way around it. He will make you fishers of men, I believe. God bless you. Let us follow him. Let us fish for men. Let us advance his kingdom.